Good morning, good day, good afternoon, Amy.
Is that because you don't know which it is, or you're just covering your bases for our listeners?
No, maybe a little bit of both.
I actually couldn't tell you. I'm under my blanket, so we're recording at home, which we don't usually do. I'm under a blanket that my Nana knitted for me, so I can't see a clock. And I genuinely could not tell you if it's morning or afternoon right now. I legitimately have no idea if it's 10 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
How long did you sleep in for today, my friend?
I reckon I got 10 hours last night, which cool. I'm pretty stoked with. Yeah, I was pretty stoked. Cal and I went to bed not too late, so that was good. We started a new puzzle last night. We finished Frozen. And then we have a new puzzle that's like just a weird random. It's called Village Life, and it's just like this old school village. It's a bit of a random puzzle, but it's keeping us entertained nonetheless.
Good. My alarm went off at 7 o'clock this morning.
Why are you setting an alarm in ISO?
Because I had a meeting at 8 o'clock this morning.
Okay, that's a reasonable reason. Are you setting alarms when you're not having an actual reason to get up and meet other people online?
No, but okay, our kids are waking up at 7 and they're still needing to be at school by 8:30.
So okay.
They're still up early.
Yeah, mine are always up early, but we've talked about that pretty much on every ISO episode. You kind of run out of things to say because like nothing new happened in my family since I spoke to you last.
Yeah, not a lot has happened for me either.
Excellent. All right, well, let's get into today's episode. We are talking about learning new tricks while in ISO. We just thought it'd be, Kirsty quite likes, what's it called, Kirst, when two
words? Fun Friday.
Yeah, but is that an, what's the word?
Alliteration.
Alliteration, thank you. I was like, algorithm, that's not the word, that's maths. Alliteration, so Soulful Sunday and Fun Friday.
Yeah.
I love, like ridiculously love the idea of learning a new trick in ISO because I feel like it's like you go into isolation, unable to do backflips, and you come out a totally new person with like, hey, look what I learned to do in ISO.
You are strange.
Really? Don't you think that that would be cool if you come out and you're like, hey, I can play the guitar now?
Oh, no, I think that it's good. It's good. It's just like the way your brain works. It's just funny that you go, oh, wouldn't it be so amazingly cool?
Yes, because I need something to be competitive with. Like there is nothing competitive in my life at the moment. Like Cal and I do a puzzle a day. Like that's a little bit competitive because like we do it together. So it's one of the rules is he's not allowed to do the puzzle without me. And
okay.
So there's, a, you know, like it's really nice. We get to chat and do our thing over the puzzle. But I am desperate for some competition.
Cool. So when you say trick, do you mean a skill, like learning to play the piano?
Anything that's brand new. Like, so Elijah has learnt to juggle.
Yes.
He could not juggle before ISO, and now he can juggle, and it's his birthday next Friday, and he's getting... He's getting a whole lot of new juggling things like battens and rings and all the things. I'm whispering awesome. In case yeah, he can hear me in the other room.
Yeah.
So he'll come out basically like a professional juggler. Like I'm probably going to have to buy him chainsaws by the end of ISO.
Probably knowing your child like I do, who takes after his mother, who thinks if I can't do this to be better than anybody else, then there's no point doing it.
See, you know my family very well. Has anyone in your family, I mean, I know you're still schooling, but has anyone started to try anything new?
Well, I was actually thinking about it this morning going, oh, I wonder if I could learn to play the keyboard because we've got a keyboard here doing nothing.
Awesome.
So I thought, oh, I could use that app that Facebook and Instagram are always showing me or no, my games. It's in my games that are always showing me to get this app that teaches you how to play the piano. But I don't actually think it teaches you how to play the piano. I think it teaches you how to play songs.
Perfect.
And I know, but I'd rather learn to play the piano rather
than
play a song.
But you can do that afterwards. Or there's other, yeah. there's or like I can a do million it today. YouTube things.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Can, yeah.
Exactly. So it's just getting in my head which I'd want to do, but then also whether or not I do want to do that. So
Yeah, whether or not you can be bothered.
Yeah, because we are still schooling and working and parenting and doing all the things. If I was in isolation by myself, I think it would be very different.
Yeah, or if your kids were a bit older, even if they were just my kids' age, where they don't need, like I don't really have to do anything. Maybe it's just lazy ass parenting, but like they're pretty self resilient and self, what's the word? Self.
Entertaining.
Thank you.
My kids are quite capable of entertaining themselves. They just love company.
Yeah, mine do not.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference.
Yes,
is because some kids are really good at entertaining themselves. They just love company.
They just want other people to be entertained with them in relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
And. Yes, and one of your children in particular does not need anybody's company, as we learnt yesterday or the day before. They're all blurring into one.
So, Kes, you are going to become a classical pianist, or would you prefer to learn, like, songs that you can sing along to because you like singing?
Yeah, I'd prefer the latter.
Okay. Maybe you can do a performance for us at the end of ISO. That can be your challenge, is you can record a song that you have learnt to play and sing for us. Would you do that?
You know, I'm quite competitive, but I am also a rebel. So if you tell me to do something, I will tell you where to shove that idea.
That's true.
So maybe don't make any suggestions to me.
Yes, because you are like in my big fat Greek wedding, you are the ultimate example of you needing to be the head but people needing to be your neck. So I need to like guide you in the direction of it but not make it sound like I suggested it, because if I suggest it, you're going to go, nah. But if you come up with it, you're going to like the idea.
Yes. Now I'm going to be questioning anything I ever think of and wondering if it's actually your idea in the first place.
Yes, you will.
What outrageous thing are you going to teach yourself to do?
Well, see, Kirst, I always had visions that if I ever got thrown in jail for something, that I would be that person that like worked out all day till I was like super buff. Because the reason I'm not super buff is purely because I just don't have...
Because you're not in jail.
I'm not in isolation. Turns out that's not true.
Yes.
Turns out if I go to jail, I'm just going to hope that I have a book, a puzzle, Netflix and a pack of Tim Tams.
And a reduction of food because...
No, you don't understand. Our family, we are nailing eating everything that we ever buy.
That's what I mean. So no, if you ever go to jail, you need to have... That would be the only way that you will survive.
Can't I just...
A reduction of food.
No, can't I just...
Otherwise you'll just sit there eating and do nothing and you'll die in prison.
No, that's fine. But don't I get to spend my like commission money? What's it called? What's the word for the when you get to buy stuff in jail?
Yeah, I don't know.
Commissionaries?
Whatever.
Someone tell us. Anyway, so it turns out I'm not going to turn into some bodybuilder while I'm in ISO. I haven't taken up a hobby. I've been decluttering. I'm trying to do a room a day. I'm really disappointed though, Kes. There's nothing to get rid of.
Yeah, I was going to say, what could you possibly...
Nothing.
You don't bring in a lot of things. So
no, I'm gutted. I'm like so disappointed. I did the laundry and I ended up with like maybe a dozen things that could go. And the laundry is also our shed kind of thing. So all our tools, all our manuals, there was nothing to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm craving decluttering. I was on a Zoom call last night and the people were in their study, which was quite a cluttered study. And they said, Amy, are you just itching to come to our house and do our study? And I was like, this is torture. It's like showing me just something that's with it. I just can't come and have it. It's sad.
So, people listening, if you really would like a virtual session, Amy is the person to come to.
Yes.
Because I would love virtual sessions too. I'm actually talking to somebody at the moment. I'm emailing somebody at the moment, trying to convince is the wrong word to say. It sounds manipulative, but to encourage them that a virtual session is very, very similar, can be very, very similar to a physical session. The difference that is that I can't take things away from you for you, and I can't give you a cuddle. They're the only differences. Because when I did a virtual session the other day, it was like I was there. She got rid of so much stuff and she was able to do, she just needed the encouragement. It was awesome.
So good.
So if you're needing a virtual session, if your house is driving you insane at the moment, we can do virtual sessions for you and Amy can get her decluttering.
I know, please needs help me. Met. Help me. My sister posted a photo yesterday that she's been practicing handstands while in ISO.
Mm.
So maybe you and I can come up with 5 ideas each of something someone could learn in ISO that's like a cool trick, and see if we can get 10 things to suggest and see if anyone wants to do any of them or whether they are not as inspired to be competitive as I am. So I'm going to suggest juggling.
Yeah, I just came up with an idea that we could do something together.
Tell me.
Like, let's do handstands.
Oh, you're an idiot. That's ridiculous. As if I can do a handstand.
Well, why can't you? You
because
can.
I couldn't even as a kid.
You just haven't put your... Yes, so now is your chance to learn, Amy, and to practice.
I think you overestimate where is your strength in my arms, my friend.
Well, that's how you build strength in your arms, okay. By putting all of your weight on them.
I think that you have gone loopy and you need to come up with a way better thing to suggest.
Oh, where's your competitive spirit now, my friend?
Yeah, it's self-preserving no, even.
You do it against a wall.
That's what my sister's been doing.
Yeah.
And she's been doing them on her head, not on her hands yet. She's just at head at the moment.
Well, which sister is this?
Beck.
Well, I think that you need to follow in Beck's footsteps. I totally, totally can see it happening.
I think you have gone absolutely loopy. Like, I'm worried for you right now. This is...
I'm actually trying to find something that you say no to and I found it.
I know, yes. I will challenge me to run 5Ks. I will take that over a stupid handstand thing.
This is why.
Yep.
Nope.
It's in my genes though. My dad could walk on his hands till he was in his like late 40s and he would just walk around the house. Hands. Can you really?
Yes, I can do a handstand.
Well, that's why you want it to be a challenge. You can already do it.
No, I can't do it. What? No.
Well, I challenge you to play Beethoven's 5th concerto then. That's my challenge because I can do that one.
All right.
Maybe I should learn to juggle.
No, I will take you up on learning some of Beethoven.
Are you really?
And you take me, yes. If you do handstands,
not interested.
Well,
sorry.
I was totally there. I was there. I was ready to give it a crack, but no.
I'm scared I'm going to break a wrist.
Do it on your head.
I'm going to break my neck.
You can try. Just try.
Well, people, if I get some crazy burst of stupidity, I promise that I will record my first attempt at a handstand if I do it and post it in the community. And if I do, Kirsty has to learn the full concerto number 5.
You're just being ridiculous.
Oh, really?
How long does it go for?
I'm just about to Google it.
You can do a handstand, my friend.
Beethoven's concerto number 5. Let me see. Well, here's what you can do. You can buy it for $13.29 on Audible. Let's have a look.
And how long does it go for?
That's what I'm trying to find out. It's got three movements.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't really find out any more information.
Type
Wikipedia.
in
Can someone get on Wikipedia and
how long does Beethoven's Fifth Concerto go for? That's what you need to type into Google.
Okay, let me try that. How long? This is a very enthralling podcast today, people.
Okay, I'll come up with my five ideas while people, while you're typing that in.
4 hours.
So, yeah.
That's the best. Okay, so perhaps I can't play it.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you sure you could play 4 hours?
I definitely could. I've played more
You
than 4 hours
could.
straight before in the past, but I would have to
Yes.
learn it because I don't think I know that one.
No.
Wow.
So, yeah. Okay. See, handstand's looking easy right now, isn't it?
No.
Yes, it is. Okay, so you've got juggling.
Yep, juggling.
I've got handstands.
I've got play guitar.
I've got learn how to play chess.
Ooh, that's a really good one. I've got learn how to perfect frittatas.
I've got learn how to blow bubbles with bubble gum.
Oh my gosh, your brain is really creative today. I love that one. I've got learn how to use chopsticks.
I've got learn how to do a header with a soccer ball.
Oh, I like that one too. I've got one more is learn how to spin a basketball on your finger. One more for you, Kirst. What about a
Okay.
language?
Learn how to say, I don't want to do it in Cypriot.
I will take on that challenge. I will learn my mother tongue, and the only thing I will learn how to say is, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Let's see if by maybe let's give me the weekend, but let's say by Tuesday I have to be able to say that in the podcast.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, Kirst, what are you grateful for besides a good old laugh today?
Am grateful for my. What am I grateful for? Good question. Do you have something off the top of your head? You're a much quicker thinker than me.
Yeah, I'm grateful for one of our staff, Jackie, whose podcast episode I think is coming out this coming week. But Jackie dropped, so her daughter works at a cafe who had to close, and they gave her like dozens and dozens of eggs because Jackie's an amazing cook. And I'm grateful for Jackie dropping off the most incredible egg and bacon pie at my front door the other day. It was like straight out of the oven, and we just whipped together a salad and had dinner at like 5:30 because it just was incredible. So I'm very grateful for Jack.
I am not grateful for living 800 kilometers away from Jack right
I
now.
know. Jack, oh, Jack is incredible. Yep.
Okay. To any of my friends who live nearby, you are more than welcome to drop food off to me at any time. Any time. I am grateful for the ability to walk up to the shops, get our daily exercise, and go to the bakery. And not get what you said the other day, Amy, whatever that
A monkey
monkey
face.
face. I don't
Kirsty,
think they
they
have them.
no, they you just
How
ask
do you
them.
know? How do you know that they
Because
have
it's
them
an
in New South Wales?
Australian staple.
Do you think, are you sure that it's Australian and not just research staple?
Well, I would like our listeners, please tell me first of all if you know what a monkey face is. Come into our community, which is just search the Outer Decluttering community on Facebook, and tell me do you know what a monkey face is and whereabouts in the world you're from where you can buy one?
Because I had no idea what she was talking about, but hint to people, it's got jam, and that's why I had no idea.
Yeah, Kirstie can't do jam.
No, I
I'm
can't.
making scones this afternoon with jam, just so you know.
Thanks. I don't care. I'm
What do
doing a
you?
handstand.
You're going to have to record Saturday's episode upside down.
That's possible. I am grateful that I can do handstands.
And that you can walk to the shops. You've got two gratefuls today.
Yes, I do. There's loads more where that came from.
Save it for tomorrow, hey?
I will.
We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thanks for putting up with our silliness. We are just so grateful that to have you. We're grateful to have people that we can connect with and communicate with, and all of you in our community. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Rate and review. And we'll see you tomorrow.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.